Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, you are tuned in to Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara A. Robinson on Tribe Family Channel. Get ready to be encouraged, uplifted, and enlightened. A. Robinson.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is Barbara Robinson streaming live from the Radisson Hotel in Baltimore, Maryland. And I'm at an event, a fantastic event, called Dine Around the World. And it's being presented by National Association of Catering and Events. It's a fundraiser for a great, great organization here in Baltimore, St. Francis Neighborhood Center. And this is a center that's been around since 1963. And it actually provides services to more than 1,000 families in the area that live below the federal poverty level. But they don't just stop there. They provide services all over Baltimore. And one of the things that I really like about them, and the reason that I got so excited when I first heard about them, is that when these young people are in school and they have to walk to the center through a neighborhood that may not be so safe for them, St. Francis actually sends a coordinator to the school to escort the children to the center. And they provide food for them. They provide events for them to partake while their parents are still at work. It's just an awesome, awesome, awesome center. And I have with me Christy Green, who is the director of the center. And Christy, I'm just so glad that you are here and to be talking with you. And, you know, every time I see you and talk about the center, I get excited. Tell me about what is St. Francis? What does it do? And what are some of the programs that it provides?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. It's awesome to see you. I love when you're involved and around me. You're just you. St. Francis has been around since 1963. We're located in Reservoir Hill. We serve Reservoir Hill and Penn North residents. And we are a true community center focused on ending generational poverty through education. So it's pretty exciting that we have right now like 70 kids enrolled in our after-school program, and we'll have more kids enrolled for summer. We have year-round youth development programs, Narcotics Anonymous, community mediation, grocery programming. It's just, you know, job readiness, workforce readiness, IT, computer lab, all kinds of literacy courses. And then we have our annual Reservoir Hill Resource Fair and Festival, where over 50 different health and education resources come out and join us. We give over 200 school supplies and backpacks and groceries away and just have a really good time. The neighborhood is amazing. The families are amazing. And I just am so humbled to work for the neighborhood. And we are totally community driven. So I don't do anything unless the community has gotten behind it. And my very first day at the job, I would say like in 2012, I remember sitting in my car just for a second before I was going into the interview and just watching all the kids and families and people running in and out of this three-story townhouse, basically, home on the corner of Linden and Whitelock. And I just loved how incredibly engaged the neighborhood was, and I wanted to be a part of that.
What is, how does St. Francis Neighborhood Center get started?
So we have such a fascinating background. Originally, it was founded by a group of Jesuit priests, and they assigned a man by the name of Father Tom Composto to our center on Whitelock at the time. And a couple years in, they ran out of funding, and they basically said, we're done, we have to shut down, and he refused. So he was actually defrocked as a priest and remained there until he died in 2011 because he had made a promise to the neighborhood that he would not leave and that he would continue to provide consistent support and services at the center. So I'm here today because he drove on and made sure that we didn't never close.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's known as the Pope of Whitelock,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really sweet and good.
Mm-hmm.
People either loved him or hated him.
That's
right. He kind of got in the faces of drug dealers and said, you can do better than this, and they might not have liked that. But I think it's really exciting to know that he, like, this is his vision, something that we're getting ready to do, which is a renovation and expansion of the house. We're going to triple in size. And that was a vision he had with the neighborhood a long time ago, which was, let's offer even more. Let's have a rec space, multi-purpose space, kitchen cafe, classrooms, art studio, meeting rooms, meeting space. And because of that, we are $180,000 short of $4 million for this capital campaign, which is pretty fantastic.
Yes, it is.
And we're small but mighty, which is what the Baltimore Business Journal recently did an article and called us. I think that's perfect. We are small, but we are mighty, and we're doing it.
You know, what I think is so fantastic is that so many people see the vision, and they are convinced about the type of services that you actually provide. And when they see the magnificent services that you do provide and see the quality of the services that you provide, you really don't have to entice them or convince them to get on board. You know, they automatically want to get on board. Well, talk a little bit about, what is it tonight? What's tonight?
Sure. So tonight we are so honored to be the recipient of the National Association of Catering and Events, their annual event. This year it's Dine and Drink Around the World, and there are five different stations with five different countries, Austria, Italy, Mexico, Spain, and Thailand, and they're all being judged by everybody who's here tonight on their food and drink. And the cool thing is we brought our kids, those who are interested in culinary as their possible career or future. So if you visit the five booths, you'll actually see our kids in full chef gear with their jacket and their hat and everything. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, and so we're excited to be able to involve the kids. We're excited to be recipients of this event. It's pretty amazing. And I couldn't be more proud. And this will go towards our program. This will go towards our capital campaign to help us renovate and expand. And one of the things that Barbara said was that, you know, word has spread and kids are coming to the program. Well, the truth is we have a 3-year wait list of, and I'll repeat that, a 3-year wait list of kids begging to come into our programming every single day. And so it's really exciting to be able to renovate and expand to triple the size and have those youth be able to come to our programming. So I'm pretty excited about that. But overall, this event tonight, we're being told that it might be around $10,000 raised. And this is a first-time event for us to be the recipient of, so we're pretty excited about that. Over 200 tickets were sold. And there's music and dancing and dining around the world, drinking around the world, and many people who are coming out to enjoy like, ironically, a weeknight event, but right on the harbor, right in the inner city. It's just a lot of fun, and we're so excited to be a part of it.
I'm glad. I thank you so much for talking with me, Christy. I want to talk with some of the other people that are here or circulate and continue, but I'm just so glad.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
I would love for, her son's name, the one that was with the young man that was with Torben.
Oh, Ethan.
Ethan, yeah.
Yes.
I would like for him.
Yes, it would be great.
See if you can find him and ask him somehow.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Are we?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. One of the things that I do want to say, though, is that when you were talking about getting funding, some of the funding that you actually did get was from the state. In bond bill.
Yes.
And when we were, if anybody knows anything about bond bills, you have to come to Annapolis and make a presentation in front of the committee that's actually giving the money. And this time it was in front of the appropriation committee. So when they came to make the presentation for the bill that I had sponsored, Kristen didn't talk. And the other parents didn't talk. They allowed one of the young men to talk. And he was so eloquently speaking about the center that almost everybody on the appropriation committee started crying. You know, he was so great. So before you go, if you can just highlight some of the things that the young people have done at the center. I think his name was Emmanuel.
It was Emmanuel, yes.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let me just say that being new to the bond bill team, that is not easy. And you helped us navigate that process. And as a result of that, we got $155,000 towards the capital campaign. So that was huge. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And Emmanuel did testify at the hearing that day. And a couple of things he said, which still resonates with me very much, is when he started with us, he stuttered. He was 8 years old. Now he's 15, by the way, at Baltimore School for the Arts in the first ever writing and film class.
Wow.
So he's a sophomore now, which is pretty amazing. But his mother was pregnant at 14 and dealing drugs. And basically said,
hi, how are you?
She basically made a decision that she did not want her children to go through this.
Okay.
So she stopped dealing, and she became part of our family at St. Francis Neighborhood Center and enrolled her son. And her son, like I said, at 8 years old, was stuttering and hiding under the tables and being bullied at school. And he talks about that. We're doing
yeah,
it right
that's
now.
What we're doing now.
Thanks. So, yeah, we're live, so that's going to happen. But Emmanuel has just blossomed. He actually was chosen by Maryland State Department of Education.
I just got here. I haven't even had time to switch.
I would like to interview you in a few minutes if you have some time. Go ahead.
Just a couple of minutes.
As you can see, this is Barbara Robinson streaming from Baltimore, Maryland at the Radisson Hotel with the Dine Around the World event. And we have so many different people here, so many sponsors. We have young people. We've been talking for the past 15 minutes with Christy, who is the director of St. Francis Neighborhood Center. And you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Gumbo for the Soul. This is Barbara Robinson with the second Wednesday of the month, and we're talking with the event
is sponsored by National Association of Catering and Events. And it's really, really well attended. We have food from so many different countries, from Austria, from Italy, Mexico, Spain, Thailand, and naturally from Baltimore. So it's a great event, and I wanted to take time to just once more, I want Christy to talk just a little bit about these fantastic kids that actually came to went to Annapolis when I was a senator and when I was a member of the House of Delegates, and presented on the legislation that I had introduced. And it's not an easy thing, people, and I want you to understand that. It's not an easy thing to come to Annapolis and to sit in front of 25 legislators and talk about a bill that you have only seen because you asked for it to be put in, but you know absolutely nothing about the political process. But these young people were not afraid at all. So I was so proud of them. So if you can just share a little bit about Emmanuel.
Sure. So Emmanuel, and of course he's got three siblings, and his mom Inga, they're amazing. They, you know, Emmanuel testified that day, and of course, like I had mentioned, he shared that he had been bullied at school and stuttered, and the first time we had him at the center, he actually hid under our tables, and we couldn't.
Wow.
I mean, he was so scared.
Wow.
As time went on, though, obviously, he thrived because he could never have testified in front of that intimidating situation if he was still in those circumstances. And like I said, he's now in the Baltimore School for the Arts in one of their first ever classes. He started as a freshman in writing and film. And he's brilliant. This kid is going to go places. And he's got three siblings that are at the center. And one of them is autistic. And then, of course, Haley and Cassidy, who are super cute and part of the program as well. And I think it's really important that academics is our priority, but giving the youth a voice is really important.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I think that's why Emmanuel felt like he could stand up and speak, because we had given him his voice back. He wasn't bullied anymore. His mom was starting to do well in her work, going back to school. We recently did a WYPR interview with me, Emmanuel, and Inga, his mom, and it was just really amazing to see how well their family is starting to do, just thriving. And even though Kamari is in a special school for autism, he still comes to our center after school and feels very structured at home. He wants it, and he's thriving there as well. So, you know, we do have children that are disabled, but really when you tie it all together, children in poverty have a disability already.
That's true.
The trauma
of
poverty and survival. So we're trying to help the kids see an opportunity and see things that we might not have ever seen before. So I'm excited. We have Zion here.
Yeah.
Zion, I said it wrong. Zion.
Oh, bless
you. Know
heart.
Why? Do you know why?
It was on Project Baltimore. It was some other lady.
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
Senator Joan. Senator Joan Carter Conway.
Yeah, I think it was you or her that walked out when one of y'all was speaking.
Yeah.
And that was
you. Yeah. Well, actually, it's not. Well, actually, it's not. When you consider what was rude was the reporter putting the microphone in the face of those of us who were there and asking where were we coming from when we were actually coming from the restroom. And if you know anything, when you were there, it took you so long. Was he one of the people that came out to testify?
He might have been in the group.
But you know when when you come out to testify, it takes sometimes 4 and 5 hours before your bill is heard. Well, that means that those of us who are listening, the legislators who are listening, we're sitting there sometime 6 and 11 hours every day listening to testimony after testimony. So we had been sitting there for 6 hours without a break, without a lunch, without anything. So when it was time, well, it wasn't time, so we just have to take a break when we can. And when they were changing, when one panel was going to another panel was coming up, we took that opportunity, I took that opportunity to rush to the restroom before the other people started. And this reporter just came and put his microphone into my face and said, "Where are you coming from?" And I didn't say restroom. I just said I had something to take care of. So that was the that was what
that's
happened
why
with that.
I know too much
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's about you. I need a napkin.
Is this going to be on the news?
It's on the news already.
Yeah, you're live right now.
You're talking on the news already.
No, I'm
no, this is podcast, and people can go online and listen to you. They can go on. It's being streamed out of California, and it's called it's Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Gumbo for the Soul. And this is second Wednesday with Senator Barbara Robinson, and we're talking about St. Francis. So, so tell us about St. Francis. What do you think?
St. Francis. I think about St. Francis. That it helped me a lot. They have tutoring and they help you on things that like you need help on, like homework, or like they'll get you the help that you need. And like in the summertime, at the end of the summer, they give you supplies for school. And then they and it's clubs, like it's movies club, dance club.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
You're 10 years old.
By the way, my name is Leon.
What is it?
Dayon.
Dayon, spell it.
Z-A-Y-O-N. Z.
Oh, Z. Mm-hmm. Dayon. Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Pretty neat. Mm-hmm. How long have you been going to St. Francis?
I've been going to St. Francis for about a year now.
Uh-huh.
I always wanted to be at ever since my friend was. And, like, it feels like from a far away from school, they have transportation. And then we $120,000 to go for
this young man's got it down pat. I love it.
You got $3.9 million now. And then you just need more. And if you can help us feed the children, it's other children that want to be in there.
And you know, and I want everybody to know this young man is rattling off the amount of money that's needed, and he is not reading anything, people. He's talking from the heart, and I am so proud. What grade are you in?
I'm in fourth. I go to Dorothy Hyatt Elementary.
Dorothy Hyatt Elementary School. When you first started at St. Francis, what expectations did you have? What did you expect to?
It was like the best after school care I ever went to before. And like, if you other fundraisers like that had money, it was where money, where we were getting money, and we were going to move to St. Francis.
Okay.
And I was going, and I'm on Facebook, we can go to St. Francis at that page, and I'm on there talking, and my sister, and it's just.
Does your sister go to St. Francis also?
Yes.
How old is she?
She is 12 years old.
Okay.
And
now, what are you doing down here tonight? What's this?
It's a fundraiser. We getting more money, and I'm a little helper. And
doing what?
I was giving people. It was like some type of preparation, I believe, and then.
So you're working with one of the servers.
I'm working in Austria.
Austria. Okay.
Yeah, Austria.
Okay.
And they was cooking rabbit in a hat, and it's really good.
Rabbit in a hat?
Rabbit in a hat.
Wow. Hello, everybody. This is Senator Barbara Robinson, streaming live from Baltimore, Maryland, at the Radisson Hotel in the Harbor. And it's Dine Around the World event. It's a fundraiser for St. Francis Neighborhood Association. and it's being provided by National Association of Catering of Events. And you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Gumbo for the Soul. And this is Second Wednesday with Senator Barbara Robinson. And I'm talking to this fantastic young man, Zayon. He's 10 years old, and he's one of the young people who go to St. Francis. And you just heard the glowing remarks that he talked about this center. And now you can see why it's just so so much in my heart to actually stream live from here this evening, because I wanted everybody to get a flavor, to get a taste, or to understand what St. Francis is. It's been around since 1963, and it helps over 1,000 families that live below the poverty level. But you wouldn't know it if you look at the minds of these intelligent young people, and I'm just so glad. So I thank you so much, Zayon. Why do I want to keep saying Zayon? It's okay. It's okay. You have anything else you want to say?
Yes.
Okay.
To let y'all know, the things which I've seen on the news, when it said that Ms. Barbara Robinson, when she had to do something. So that was very rude. So.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hi, this is Barbara Robinson. You want to talk? Okay. So you can go back, sweetheart. I know that they are waiting for you to get back in there to help serve. You know, people, it just does my heart good to be here at the Radisson Hotel and to talk to these young people about what is going on. And, you know, radio television will come to find what's bad about Baltimore, or what's bad about the schools, or what's bad about these young people. But very seldom that they're around to talk about the good things that they are doing. And if they do find some of the things, the bad things that are going on, and that they say are bad things, what are some of the resources that we can use to make them better? What are your suggestions that we can use in order to make the good, make the bad good? And rather than talking about what's wrong, let's talk about what's right. Let's talk about what we can do to make it right. And St. Francis is one of these events. You know, so many times you have individuals who are here in Baltimore that can make a difference. Rather than talking about how they can make a difference, or rather than making a difference, what they will do is to talk about what's wrong and then let it go. I have here another young man, Ethan. Now, Ethan is the son of a young lady who is one of the parents who actually volunteers to work at St. Francis. And there was a groundbreaking ceremony for St. Francis a couple of weeks ago, and I was honored to be one of the presenters, and so was Ethan. And what Ethan had done, he wrote a poem and read that. Do you have a copy with you?
I do.
I wish you did. You don't remember what it was, do you? You can try. He wrote a fantastic poem, and you know, I love that, because as an author, and one of my books is a 55 original poems and 2,000 motivational quotes. So when this young kid got up there and started reading an original poem, I went, yeah. So Ethan, tell us what your thoughts about St. Francis.
Okay, my thoughts about St. Francis.
Well, introduce yourself
and your age. Oh. So my name is Ethan Michael McLaughlin. I am 13 years old. I think the St. Francis program is one of the best programs that I have ever been to. Like, probably when I was six, I went there. I was struggling in school with math and everything. And then one of the staff in St. Francis, Miss Jessica, helped me with math. And I had a D, I went to a C plus. And since then, I've been doing great at school because of St. Francis. And I'm just grateful that I have staff that care about me.
Can you remember some of the poems?
As we sit together in the dinner table of greatness, let us look at success. I did that backwards. I forgot the poem.
Look at the poem.
Yeah.
I'm just a supporter.
They said to come on out and talk.
Yeah, what do you think about St. Francis?
My name is Beth Manning, and I am a supporter and donor, I guess. I actually got my whole family involved, and they donate. My parents donate a week in their condo in Ocean City every year to the silent auction and such. I knew Christine Torben for a long time and learned about the center, and have just been amazed at the work that they do. It's incredible. Being the longest running, being the most successful, that it's education-based, that it's whole family approach, that it's really a community center for the whole entire neighborhood beyond just a rec center that entertains kids after school. And to see the transformation of kids and whole families,
right,
to hear the stories coming out of there of parents who were able to go back to school because their kids were safe after
mm-hmm.
school,
mm-hmm.
and to bring themselves out of poverty, out of the halfway house situation, into rental situations, and the success is just amazing, and the dedication of the staff. Honestly, it's my stepfather.
Thank you so much, Ethan.
My stepfather, who donates, actually has come and visited, been amazed, and wants to try to replicate it with his church in the county,
mm-hmm.
and has just been amazed at how successful that they are, and I'm thrilled that they're expanding and that they're going to be able to support so many other
absolutely.
Families.
Thank you so very
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Please do. One of the cooks. Hello again. This is Barbara Robinson, streaming live from the beautiful Radisson Hotel Inner Harbor in downtown Baltimore. And the event is Dine Around the World. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-539-5285. 347-539-5285. And you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Gumbo for the Soul. And this is the second Wednesday with Senator Barbara Robinson. And you're listening to live streaming from the Radisson Hotel, and this is being provided by NACE, N-A-C-E, National Association of Catering and Events. And it's a fundraiser for St. Francis Neighborhood Center here in Baltimore, Maryland. And they are less than $200,000 from a $4 million goal that they had to raise money for St. Francis. And I am just so honored to be a part of it. And I have second Wednesdays every month with Senator Barbara A. Robinson, retired Senator Barbara Robinson, if you call retired. I don't call me being retired. It's just transitioning into a new career or into an existing career, actually, something that I had started 20 years ago. And now that I am retired from the state senate, I do have time to do some of the things that I really want to do. And we have somebody else that's here, one of the sponsors of State St. Francis. And my book just got wet and overturned and someone wasted something on it. The whole book is wet. But anyway, hello, how you doing, sweetheart? Tell us a little bit about St. Francis.
Okay.
Can we change this and get another? Maybe go to another table? Go ahead.
When I came to St. Francis, I was like in the middle of looking for a job, trying to figure out what I wanted to do.
I can move over there. And I'm saying that because this is an event, and what we've done is soda wasted on the tablecloth, and my book got wet, but we're still streaming live. And I want to say that this is a fantastic event. We're here at the beautiful Radisson Hotel in downtown Baltimore. Again, this is Barbara Robinson, streaming live. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-539-5285. And we have someone else who has joined us from the event. Identify yourself. And
hi, my name is Holly Rowe. I'm actually one of the parents of St. Francis Neighborhood Community Center. My children attend there. And I was at a point where I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do exactly. And they helped me make up my mind because I'm a single mom and I really didn't have the access to people helping me. So St. Francis really pitched in and helped me with my boys. I have two boys. Now they are 16 and 11, but they were very young back then, and St. Francis looked over them, literally, to make sure that I could go to school and do my GNA certification, and which I have today, and I'm going to get the certification done this weekend. And so they really, like, was on my side. They really stood by me, and anything that I needed, it could be food, but it could be anything. They would look out for us and make sure that we was okay. And they are genuine people. They really love the children. And, you know, I owe them a lot. Like, it's so heartfelt. Like, you don't find a lot of people that really stick with you when you're a single parent and you're going through stuff. And they really do. Christy and Torben really are for the children, whatever growth. And then now center and expand into the community. They're so serious about it. And they love the people, they love the children, they get out and join with them. So what I would say is more people need to come join with us in the community and to allow more spread wide so it could be more citywide, to know that we need more people in our city to support our children, our community, and to have our teenagers more active. Because once we expand, they'll have more access and can do more better things. And our children won't be in the streets anymore. And they can't say, oh, well, the children are always in the street. No, that's not true, because St. Francis has paved the way for our teenagers to have somewhere to go. And we continue in our future and move.
Thank you so very much.
And you said you have children that are there.
Yes, my oldest son is 16. His name is Davon Cummings. And my youngest is 11, and his name is Eugene. He's actually going to Canoli.
Oh, that's a young man that came out from all the way up.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he was absolutely terrific.
Yes, he's making Canoli.
Okay.
He was actually doing the 2 years before
culinary. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and he's
That's true.
That's true.
It don't have to be in Baltimore City. It can be somewhere else.
That's true.
And fire them
and then that's true. That's
so
true.
But if you put them in it,
right,
you never know what can become of them. And we need more
right.
of
them. And well, I'm proud to say that I'm going to be a board member.
Okay.
So those things that you're talking about are absolutely my thoughts as well.
Yeah.
Especially the etiquette.
Yeah.
I remember
back
that. Back in the day, I remember that.
And my friend said, no, we didn't make you a baby.
Yeah.
And so that's how I know it. They didn't put me in there.
Yeah.
And I was really like that.
Okay.
So it just shows that if we as parents take the next step, we have to take the next step. Or we are sheltering.
Right. That's right.
And we're teaching them.
That's right.
So my struggle is not on
our own. Okay.
That's great.
It is.
Even if I ask
them, right.
You ask them something. Even if it's on our own, you're like,
yeah. That's true. That's true.
And the only thing I would say is that my son takes a lot of food. My sister has done it, and I have been cooking it. Every last thing that they taste, they
eat. Okay.
So it's different ways
that the that's right. That's true. Right. That's true. And I've been talking with your name again.
Holly
Rowe. What's your last name?
R-O-W-E.
Okay, thank you so much,
thank
Julie.
You.
It has been a pleasure.
Thank you. I see you all the time. I watch you all the time.
Thank you so much.
So, I feel like you're a big influence, and I just hope we meet more people like you that help turn out to be around and just, you know, the grace and the poise and the patience. We just need more of it.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We do need more of it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to walk inside. I know you're not going to, my book is so wet. Don't close it. I'm telling her, hello, everybody. This is Barbara Robinson. You are listening to a podcast. Blog Talk Radio, Gumbo for the Soul. You listen to Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara Robinson, and I'm streaming live from the Radisson Hotel in downtown Baltimore, Inner Harbor. And the event is called Dine Around the World, and it's a fundraiser that's sponsored by or presented by the National Association of Catering and Events, NACE, N-A-C-E, National Association of Catering and Events. And it's being presented for St. Francis Neighborhood Association to raise money. You heard them talk about they wanted to raise $4 million, and they're down to less than $150,000 now. And if anybody would like to make a donation, it's a worthy cause. A very, very worthy cause. And I've been working with this, providing my own personal funds, and also I got bonding money for them when I was a member of the House of Delegates, and also when I was a state senator, because what this doing, these are helping our children, our families. And as you can see, a lot of the young people that have been here for several years, you know, what sold me. They had a collard green cook-off contest a couple of years ago, and my daughter entered me in the contest. And I wasn't able to get down there, although I had cooked my collard greens the night, and I'm famous for my collard greens now. And I had cooked my collard greens smoked neck bone, y'all. But I had cooked my collard greens the night before and had them in the trunk of my car. This was supposed to be, this was going to be on a Sunday. So I was scheduled to give a Mother's Day address, a Mother's Day speech at a local church. So I had to go to the church and speak there. And then afterwards, I left that church and went to the collard green cook-off. So when we got there, as I said, we were late. So I started distributing, giving my collard greens to the people who were there. And there was a young man, a little boy, and he must have been about 10 years old. And he couldn't have been any more than 10. He's 9 or 10 years old. So we gave him a sample of my collard greens, and he ate them. And then he came back, and he asked for some more. And then he ate them, and then he came back the third time. But the third time he came back with a larger plate. And I said, "You must like my collard greens." And he said, "Yes, ma'am." And so we gave him some more and a larger plate. And then what was left, he asked if we would take them. He said he had some left. He said, "Can you take them to my house?" And we thought he was kidding, but he actually waited for us. He was on a bicycle, and we followed him to his house. And his mother came out, and we gave them to his mother. And what we found out is that was all that they were going to have to eat for dinner that Sunday. So you never know who you help. You never know the people whose lives you touch, even when you're not trying to do that. So if you'd like to make a donation, go to info@stfrancis.org, and you'll find out how to make a donation. And that's St. Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. And that's located here in Baltimore, and they're doing such a fantastic job. We just had a groundbreaking for them to expand, and we are expanding. And I'm sorry, I thought it was E-S, but it's not. It's St. Francis, F-R-I-S, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, St. Francis Neighborhood Association. They're doing a fantastic job. Again, you're listening to Barbara Robinson, Blog Talk Radio, Gumbo for the Soul, second Wednesday with State Senator Barbara Robinson. And I'm streaming live from the Radisson Hotel in downtown Baltimore, Inner Harbor, and it's dying around the world. And if you hear that music in there, that's not records they're playing. Those are there's a live band that's in there, and they are absolutely super fantastic. And all of these things are being donated in order to help St. Francis. So everybody can't be wrong. We have food from so many different places from around the world, and we have food from Austria. We have someone from Italy, food from Italy, from Mexico, from Spain, and from Thailand. And we also have desserts and dances, and you have Zeke's Coffee. You have cupcakes from Enchanted Cupcakes. Enchanted Cakes and Treats. So you have everybody that's coming together this evening in honor of St. Francis. So if you'd like to make a donation, as I said, go to info@stfrancis.org. And if you'd like to call in, the telephone number is 347-539-5285. So I'm going to walk around and look at some of the things that are going on so I can talk with you about what's happening. And I know you probably, I won't be able to hear your questions if you have questions, because the music is loud.
and everybody is on the dance floor. But I just wanted to talk with, and this is not a record. This is a band. This is a band. This is, and what is, you look live.
Radio. Oh, hi.
What's your name?
Patricia Bennett.
Patricia Bennett. Yeah. And so what are you doing? What is this painting?
I'm doing a live painting of the event.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm showing like the feeling of the event.
And then what are you going to do with the painting? Once you're finished.
It's going to be for sale.
Is that what you do? Is that what your line of work is, an artist? Yeah. Do you have the chance to say,
well, usually I get hired to paint people's weddings.
Oh.
Yeah.
You will paint a wedding?
Yeah. I usually get hired to paint a picture of a wedding.
How are you? This is great.
Okay.
Again, what's your name?
Patricia Bennett.
Yeah,
but it's
generally not. Yeah, it's sitting up there. Okay. Thank you so much. This is Barbara Robinson, streaming live from the Radisson Hotel. We're talking about the. Okay. This is. Hi. Excuse me. You bring it live on our blog. This is Barbara Robinson, and I'm talking with some of the people who are here talking about to help St. Francis at the block, the fundraiser here at the Radisson Hotel.
Podcast.
Yeah, you identify yourself, and this is Blog Talk. And we're talking about St. Francis. This is podcast.
Oh, okay.
And we're streaming live. All right. It's St. Francis.
Gumbo
for
the Soul Tribe
Radio from California.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
What about St. Francis? What do you know about St. Francis?
Well, I know it's one of the first Catholic schools in Baltimore for African Americans. And St. Francis has been really, really a blessing to the community.
Okay.
So they have fantastic school. And, they have done a great job for many years.
And what's your name?
My name is Jackson. William Jackson.
William Jackson. You used to live in the neighborhood?
I sure did. I was brought up in East Baltimore.
Okay.
Well, a long time ago. But, I'm a Baltimorean.
That's great. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And this is Barbara Robinson, streaming live from St. Francis, from the Radisson Hotel in downtown Baltimore, Inner Harbor. And I'm talking about St. Francis and what's happening here with the event. And one of the things that I want to say is that so many people who are here are so enthusiastic about St. Francis. Like you just heard the young man that I was just talking to. So this is the Radisson Hotel in Inner Harbor, and the event is done around the world. And if you'd like to call in, the telephone number is 347-539-5285. This is Blog Talk Radio. Gumbo for the Soul, and you're listening to Second Wednesday with Senator Barbara Robinson. And the music that you're hearing is not a record. This is actually music from the band that's here, and I'm looking for
changes color as he makes it, and then we have something called a frozen fig, which is uses liquid nitrogen. It's all, it looks like Harry Potter potion class, some kind of Hogwarts thing. And I'm here doing magic as part of the whole magic thing. I do all sorts of things. So again, my name is Eric Henning on Magic, and I'm on the web at magicafterdinner.com. I hope your listeners enjoy these events. Now this is the Baltimore Nate. Baltimore Chapter of the National Association of Catering and Events. We're doing a big fundraiser for St. Francis House. And we've got all these different caterers and entertainers that are representing different countries from around the world. And we're just having a blast. Well, I'm a professional entertainer, and I'm a member of this. With what? Oh, well, it's a great cause. I mean, this is the cause that we as a group selected. We think they do a wonderful job. They use the money very wisely. You can see the results in the kids' lives. What's not to like? I mean, you know, that's what you want when you're supporting a charity. You want a charity that's doing something that is needed in the community. They're not wasting a lot of money, and they're getting results. That's really the bottom line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
You're quite welcome.
Absolutely.
Right. We love our talk radio listeners.
Thank you. You know, this is fantastic. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, Gumbo for the Soul. No, this has been a fantastic event. I just see so many people who are so enthusiastic about the event. This is at the Radisson Hotel. In a harbor, and it's dying around the world. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-539-5285. It is great, people. I mean, hear this music. You got a great band. I'd like to find out what's the name of the band. What's the name of the band? What's the name of this band?
I don't know.
They are awesome.
It might be in the
brochure. I looked in here, and I didn't see it in there. But I wanted to say what the name of the band is. This is the second Wednesday with Barbara Robinson and the National Association of Catering and Events that's sponsoring this. And I'm looking around here, and you have so many different booths, well, not booths, but tables. With all different kinds of food from different countries. What is it?
I wanted to give you the website of St. Francis Neighborhood Center. It's really easy. It's ST, like Saint, stfranciscenter.org. So www.stfranciscenter.org.
Right. And you put it up and look at it, you'll see why so many people here. This is a fantastic event. This is a great turnout. You know, we're down at the Madison, and this ballroom is full. And it's, oh, yeah.
We're going to hear
that pop too. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You have magic. You have food. You have drinks. You have dancing. There's just so much that's going on here. So, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the food that he had, you know, when this young man came out and said he had rabbit in the hat, I thought he was kidding until I just went over there to his station. And I found out that he actually was not kidding. This is all different kinds of food. And I'm just loving every bit of it. I guess I'm loving it so much because I know that the money is being raised for the great cause. And all of these people here are contributors. And if they aren't contributors, then if they were not contributors, they are now. I love it. I love it. I love it. So this is Barbara Robinson. I'm streaming live from the Radisson Hotel in downtown Baltimore at the Inner Harbor. And the event is called Dine Around the World. And we have international for St. Francis Neighborhood Association. And it's all great. This is great. This is great. This is Blog Talk Radio and my podcast, and I'm streaming live.
Oh, okay.
And I'd like to just get there a few words about St. Francis. What brought you here?
Actually, Melissa from 11 Courses Catering is hosting tonight. She's doing a food truck area over here, and she invited me here. So I'm in support of Melissa tonight. All the chairs are gone now, so I don't have anything to sit in out here. Well, what I really want to say is that this is History Month. This is Women's History Month. And I wanted to talk about this. 803. This is Women's History Month, and I wanted to close with saying something about women history. You know, there are hidden figures in almost every industry. There are hidden figures. And when I say hidden figures, these are women who have worked behind the scenes and made it possible for whatever industry there is to be successful. There are three individuals that are called trailblazers in the court system, but people don't ever talk about them. And that, I'm doing a book on that. I'm writing a chapter in one of my books. And one is Doris Brody. her name was Doris Brody, and it was Doris Brody Harris, who actually built a data processing department in the court system. And I'll talk some more about that at a later time. And if it had not been for her, you wouldn't have had the program that you actually have. And then there is Mary B. McCray, Bonnie McCray, who actually built the accounting system and the court system. And then you have me, Barbara Robinson, who integrated the restroom, but also built the program that the judges use for their court docket. And that's working alone by myself at night on a night shift that was organized specifically for me by Judge Edward F. Borgadine, who died years ago, and now the courthouse is named after him. But at some time, I'll come back and I'll talk about those three ladies. And at that time, I'll talk about them because I want to take calls. So again, this is Barbara Robinson saying thank you so much for listening to Blog Talk Radio, Gumbo for the Soul. I thank you, Beverly Black, for being the champion behind this program. And I'd like for you to, and I'm asking you to listen to me the second Wednesday of every month, retired Senator Barbara A. Robinson. And this evening I've been streaming live from the Radisson Hotel in a harbor, downtown Baltimore. And the event is called Dine Around the World. And it's being sponsored by NACE Association, National Association of Catering of Events. And it's being provided by St. Francis Neighborhood Association, which is one of the premier nonprofit organizations in Maryland that provides services to more than 1,000 people, 1,000 families, and it is growing, it is expanding. So I'm going to sign off, Baltimore. I wanted to stay longer, but the noise, you're not going to be able to hear me, and I've gotten a lot of people in, and I wanted you to hear the music. So I'm going back in here, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you so much. This is Barbara Robinson saying good night. Until the next time. Hello, everybody. This is State Senator Barbara Robinson from Baltimore, Maryland, representing the 40th Legislative District in Baltimore City. It is a pleasure to come on to talk about Genius is Common, because there are so many young people out here who are geniuses, but they don't know it. They don't know how smart they are. They don't know how talented they are. They don't know how many skills they have, because they have not taken the time to explore themselves. When people say that the graveyard is the richest plot of land in the world, they're absolutely right, because it's filled with unrealized dreams, with stories that we've never read, plays that we've never seen, songs who are geniuses, never knew that they were geniuses. You know, I taught in prison for 7 years, and I can't tell you how many times I've read books written by incarcerated inmates who knew that they could not, didn't know that they could write until they were incarcerated, or the poems that I've read by poets who didn't know that they were poets until they were incarcerated, or Christmas cards, Valentine cards, special interest cards that were not only drawn or painted by incarcerated individuals, but the verses inside were also written by individuals who never knew that they had that type of talent. And when you look at people, some of the young people who are in the streets, who are selling drugs, who are really running a business, but don't know that they have that type of business mentality because they have not put it to legal use. Genius is common. genius is coming, because I have a painting that's hanging in my basement now that was painted by a man who's doing time for murder, who never knew he could paint until he was incarcerated. And the amount of money that he committed murder over does not compare to the amount of money that he could make selling his paintings. So those people who are, those young people who are coming behind us, those of us who are in leadership positions and those who are coming behind, have to know that we forged a path for them to realize their dreams, to step into their greatness. So individuals on whose shoulders we, let's square our shoulders and let the young people behind, coming behind us stand on our shoulders. Let's also build a bridge over which that they can travel from where they are into their future, utilizing their geniuses. The future is made for them to step into their greatness, but oftentimes they don't know how great they are if they have not had a chance to realize their dreams. So I want to say to you people, young people who are listening to me, never allow anyone to define your limitations. Never let anyone to tell you what you can or cannot do or who you can or cannot become. Never sell yourself short. And always, always realize your dream. And never get stuck into now. Bridge yourself to go into your greatness. And remember, and I want to leave you with this, that genius is common. But what is not common is that you knowing how great you really are. So genius is common. Step into your greatness.
Tri-Family Channel. Tri-Family.